through the feast, all seven of the feasts, they are picture perfect. They are picture perfect of a pregnancy with a woman. They lie hand in hand. They go like a hand in a glove. So we're going to look through each one of these feasts and how they apply in a specific time period or where they're found in the Bible. Also how they're fulfilled in the New Testament, how they're fulfilled in pregnancy, and also Israel's fulfillment with these feasts as well. So let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity this evening, Lord. I thank you, dear God, for dying on that cross for our sins. Thank you for shedding that blood. Lord, going to that cross, shedding that blood, being buried and rising again the third day, Lord. Thank you for taking my sins and depositing them then there in hell forever. Lord, I thank you, dear God, that I'm secure and safe in you. Lord, thank you for that great love wherewith you loved us. And so, Lord, I pray you'd help us to love you back. Lord, I pray you'd help us to love your word. Lord, I pray tonight, dear God, I pray you'd really help me, Lord. Lord, I pray you'd clear my mind and my thoughts, dear God. And Lord, these things would make sense, Lord, that you would just give me the right words to speak and that we would learn something out of this precious book, Lord. Lord, there's so much here, dear God, and I pray you'd help us to glean what you would have us to glean from these passages. So please lead, God, and direct. Give us everything that we need, Lord, no more, no less, and that you would be glorified and honored through it, and that we would learn something this evening as well. We pray these things in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So tonight was probably going to be more of teaching than preaching, but with me, I will never put anything past getting into the preaching part. So, but it is going to be a lot of teaching. So I will say this, there will be a lot of scriptures that we're probably going to look at. If you don't get them quick enough, then just write them down and go back and look at them again. But we're going to go through some Bible here and try to get what God has for us out of his word. So let me see if that works there. Yep. Jewish feast days and their fulfillment in pregnancy. All right. And the first one we're going to look at is Passover. So if you take your Bible and go to the book of Exodus, chapter number 12. Exodus chapter 12, and Passover is coming up here real soon, the first week of April. I said it in this morning's service, Lord willing, April 9th, we're going to do a Passover Seder here for the evening service, and we're going to try to demonstrate and pull out how you can find Jesus Christ and how Jesus Christ is found in the Passover. So I'm going to try to do a Passover meal here, set it up just like the Jews do it and how they celebrate Passover, but we're going to try to pull out Christ Jesus as he's found in the Passover. So starting out this evening, this is the first feast of the Jews, and it's Passover, and it's found here in Exodus chapter number 12, and we're going to read verse number 1. Exodus chapter 12, and I want you to look at verse number 1. The Bible says in Exodus 12, 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. So this is the first month of the Jewish calendar, and it's called the month of Abib, and we'll get there in a second. But this is when the Jewish calendar starts, and it all starts with Passover. Verse number 3, speak ye unto the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. Okay, so on the 10th day of the first month, they're to try to find a lamb. They could also use a goat as well, but they found a lamb, they found a goat, and they're to keep that lamb and that goat for 10 days, okay, until they sacrifice it on the 14th day. All right, it says a lamb, verse 4, and if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Chapter verse 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Like I just said, it could be either a sheep or it could be a goat. Verse number 6. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. So Passover in reality is really only one day. The Jews now have made it into the full whole week of unleavened bread, and it's termed with most of the Jews Passover. And that is the whole week, including the 14th day. But what they were doing is they were supposed to get a lamb or a sheep. They were supposed to get it on the 10th day, keep it up from the 10th day to examine it, because this lamb or this goat had to be perfect. No spots, no blemishes, no crooks in the legs or in the hips. It had to be a perfect animal, and the fur had to be perfect. Everything about it had to be perfect. And they were to examine that thing from the 10th day to the 14th day. When the 14th day came, now I'll explain this. Most of you probably, some of you know, some might not notice, but a Jewish day starts, or the day starts for the Jewish nation when they can see three stars at nighttime. So as soon as a Jew, when it starts going to dusk and they can spot three stars, that starts their new day. Usually it's around sunset. Our day starts at 12 midnight. The Jewish day starts about, I don't know, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, depending on the time of year. But the clue is when they can see three stars, as soon as they can see three stars, it's now the next day. So what they would do is they take this lamb on the 14th day, right before it's getting ready to cross over into the 15th, they'd slay that lamb, they'd kill it, then they'd cook it, and they'd eat it then on the 15th day, right as soon as they slay it, crosses over into the 15th, then they sit down and eat the Passover. Okay? So, look here then in verse number 8, or verse number 7. So they keep it up to the 14th day. At evening, they kill it in verse 6. And look at verse 7. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorpost of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden. Sodden means boiled. Listen, it couldn't be boiled. They couldn't eat it just raw meat. It had to be cooked and had to be roasted with fire. His head with his legs and with the purchase thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, you shall burn with fire. So basically, they kill it right before it's getting to cross over in the 15th day. They kill it at evening at the 14th. They take that lamb, that little baby lamb. I'll make you another interesting. The King James Bible is the only Bible that goes from a lamb to the lamb to your lamb. A lamb was needed. The lamb was provided. The question is, has become your lamb? No other version does that but the King James Bible. So you take that lamb. You've been examining it for all those days. You get ready to observe the Passover. You take it. You kill that lamb. Another interesting thing about this is you do not need the temple. You don't need a temple to offer the Passover lamb. If the Jews could just get that area near the Temple Mount, they could start offering the Passover, which they're very, very close in getting. We're right on the brink of some exciting things, brethren. If those Jews, if something could get worked out with the Arabs there on the Dome of the Rock in that holy place there, if something could get worked out with those Jews, they could start the Passover again. And that's what's missing right now with the Jewish people. They cannot do the most important thing that God wants them to do, and that's a blood sacrifice. So you kill that sheep, you take of its blood, then you skin it, you begin to roast it with fire so you can eat it as soon as it becomes nighttime. You take that blood and you apply it to the doorpost with hyssop. Blood, blood, blood. It's a perfect picture of a cross. Perfect picture of a cross. What else is Jesus? He's the door. Glory to God, brethren. In order to go through the door, blood's got to be applied. Amen. Brethren, there is so much in your Bible. So much in your Bible. Anyways, they had to apply the blood to the doorpost. Why? Because what's going on here in Exodus chapter 12 is Israel has become a nation down there in Egypt. And Egypt's gotten sick of them. Pharaoh there that's now did not know Joseph, and Pharaoh is hardened his heart towards God, and Pharaoh wants them out, and they want to be out. Well, God says the very last plague that God brings down upon the nation of Egypt is he is going to kill the firstborn in every home, not only of mankind, but of every beast. Every beast and every firstborn in every house in the nation of Israel, if the blood is not on the door, when that death angel passes over, if the blood's not there, then the firstborn dies in that house along with the animals as well. But if the blood is on the door, that angel will pass over you. Amen. Thus the name Passover. It's for the death angel to pass. You don't listen, and that's like us today. The blood better be applied to you when that death angel comes calling. Because if the blood's applied to you, he has no power over you. He's got to pass over you because you're secure in Jesus Christ because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Okay? So look here in verse number, what they eat in the evening, they can't let none of it last until the morning. Whatever food is left over in the morning, they're to burn it with fire. Now, the little bit difference, and I'll go on a little bit more in this with the Passover Seder that I'm going to try to do. The reason that they celebrate the Passover the way they do now is because when the Passover was observed here in Exodus chapter 12, they had to do it in haste. They had to do it in urgency because they were just getting ready to get thrust out of Egypt. Look what the verse says in verse 11. And thus shall ye eat it, what, the Passover, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste, which means quick. They had to eat this thing quick. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am the Lord. Look at verse 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And you go on through the rest of chapter 51 or chapter 12 here up to verse 51, and all of it has to deal with the Passover. So look at Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23, I want you to look at verse number 4 and 5. We're going to read these two verses here. In Leviticus chapter 23, you find all seven feasts that God gives to the nation of Israel. But look at Leviticus chapter 23 and look at verse number 4. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. Now you got two types of feasts in the Bible. You got your weekly feast, which is the Jewish Sabbath day, which is from Friday evening to Saturday evening. That is a weekly feast observed by Jews. We're no longer under law, therefore we do not follow that Sabbath day. Christ has fulfilled it. We're to meet now as a church, as the bride of Christ, on the first day of the week. That's what Jesus Christ rose again on the first day of the week. The disciples and the apostles met on the first day of the week. That's why we have church on Sunday. But the Jews, they have their Sabbath from Friday evening to Saturday evening, roughly again 5:30, 6:30 to 5:30, 6:30 the next night. All right? So you have a weekly feast, which is the weekly Sabbath, and then you have the annual feast, which we're looking at right now, which is Passover. All right? So Passover, 14th day of the first month at even. That first month is called Abib. We're going to show. Look back at Exodus 13. Exodus 13. I want you to look at verse 4. Exodus 13, 4. Verse 3 goes along with it, but for sake of time here this evening, I'm going to read just verse 4. It's referring to Passover in verse number 3. It says, this day came ye out in the month Abib. Now the Jews today call it Nisan. They call the month Nisan, but in Hebrew it's Abib.